And now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. Hello, Margaret. Good afternoon.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So, you have a story today all about a Methodist minister and a suffragette, which I did say earlier on, I'm sure, wasn't a joke. I'm sure it's not.
No, it does sound a bit dubious,
yes,
doesn't it?
But so, it, come on, tell me more.
It isn't. Well, the Methodist minister in question was a Raleigh man, and his name was Nehemiah Kernock.
Grief.
Now, I couldn't make this up, could I?
Nehemiah
Kernock. I think Nehemiah is a biblical name.
It must be.
Isn't it?
Can you spell it?
It's Nehemiah, I believe. I may have got a letter out of place there.
And Kernock, I mean,
Kernock, C-U-R-N-O-C-K, that's easier.
Well, it is, but it's still an unusual name.
It is.
Come on, tell me more.
Right, well, he was quite an important local man in Raleigh. He came to the Methodist Church in Raleigh in 1904 as the new minister. His other claim to fame is he edited the diaries of John Wesley, and he also produced hymn books for use in the church. So he was an important man, pillar of the community. Had a daughter, Ruth, who was a committed suffragette, and she is widely believed to have been the suffragette who in 1911 in Raleigh High Street threw a brick through the window of the post office.
Oh, appalling.
Absolutely appalling. As far as I know, it was never proved that it was Ruth, and we don't know Father's views on the subject, but she was widely believed to have been the one, because she was quite a militant suffragette. I mean, suffragettes were very much alive and well in Essex, and of course 1918, we're in 2018, so it's quite topical. 100 years since women over 30 got the vote. The other prominent Essex lady who was a suffragette was Mrs. Rosina Skye.
All right.
And Mrs. Skye is quite well known because she refused to pay her taxes as a protest at being denied the vote.
It was in Southend, wasn't it?
It was in Southend. Her goods were taken away by bailiffs to pay what she owed. But Rosina had the last laugh because the goods were bought by a suffragette supporter who promptly handed them back to Rosina.
Now, there's one thing that I'm curious about this, because when I looked this up, I noticed that apparently the church were not exactly supportive of the suffragettes.
No.
So how did this pan out with her father?
Well, this is an interesting question. And the answer is, we really don't know. Because as far as I'm aware, he never said anything publicly. Perhaps wisely. Perhaps it's a case of, he's not responsible for his daughter, and least said, soonest mended.
I mean, that was the Church of England, but I don't know whether it affected other
denominations
as well.
I think it did. I think other churches also didn't believe in militant suffragette action. They were probably quite supportive, or some of them, of women lobbying for the vote, but not by violent means.
Fair enough. Okay, thanks very much indeed. And what is your topic next week?
My topic for next week is the lion and unicorn of Great Bardfield.
Lion and unicorn? Is it a pub?
No. No. I wonder why you thought that. Now, that's interesting. Yeah.
So I don't know what the psychiatrist would have to say.
Exactly. I'll get one in for next week.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Margaret. Scott.
Look forward to it. Cheers.